Bells in China go back about 5,000 years. The earliest would have been simple handbells with a clapper inside to produce the sound. Later, the clapper was abandoned, and bronze bells were played by being hit on the outside with a hammer. Our single bell would once have been part of a set of either 9 or 14. Each would have been of a different size and would produce 2 different tones, depending on where it was struck. We asked the famous percussionist Evelyn Glennie to come and have a look at our bell and to talk about the power of bells.
Every single bell has its own unique sound. It can be a very tiny sound that you've really got to pay attention to, or it can just be a huge, huge resonant experience that a whole community can register. I remember in the early years when I went to China and they had a whole rack of bells that decorated the back of the stage. And of course, I couldn't help but go up to them and just admire the craftsmanship that went into this huge, huge structure. However, I did ask if I could possibly strike one. And I was given this long wooden pole. And of course, the whole body has to be implemented in order to create a sound. And the right striking point is particularly important. And I think that there was this immense respect as to what actually I was going to do. You know, it wasn't just a case of, well, hit the bell or something. This was something that I wanted to really treasure. And it was an incredible experience to just create that one strike and then to really live the sound, the experience of the resonance after that strike had been made.